Good afternoon. It's 1:42 p.m. We are here today, April 20th, 2013, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 13015, Morico Equipment LLC versus Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony R. Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability is myself, Jocelyn Antulan. Will appellant Morico Equipment LLC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record? And please speak into the mic.
Alan Morrison, President of Morico Equipment, along with Torgan Smith behind me. He is Director of Morico Equipment.
And Kevin Fowler on behalf of Morico as counsel.
Okay, thank you. Will the purchasing agency, GPA, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Graham Botha, legal counsel, and Jesse Regis from procurement.
Okay, thank you.
Well, good afternoon. We have just about three preliminary issues before we begin with the actual pre-hearing conference. First and foremost, as most of you know, I know that we gave the parties 10 days to object to the appointment of the hearing officers as normally done. But just for the record, okay, as is well known, I did represent the Guam Power Authority as one of their counsels for a 12-year period from 1998 essentially to 2010. I haven't done any work for Guam Power Authority since 2010, hence the statute that governs conflicts with attorneys going from government to private practices. I am in compliance with, and I never worked on this particular procurement matter. From 2006 to 2010, essentially, it was just selective work I did as outside counsel, kind of wrapping up the other work that I had started with the Guam Power Authority. Did any of the parties file objections?
Morico has no objection to your serving.
Nor does GPA.
Okay. So with that, because I note that none were filed, a couple preliminary issues concerning the procurement record that was filed by GPA. So first and foremost, Mr. Botha, is this a complete procurement record?
Well, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is the procurement record that deals with the issue that was brought up by Morico. If you would like us to file the entire complete procurement record, I didn't believe it was relevant, nor had Morico raised any issues on the first procurement. As to the first award of the bucket trucks, their issues, this record does cover all of that. But in the interest of completeness sake, we can certainly include the entire record, while not relevant, but we could certainly include it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to actually order you to do. I believe that is what the procurement statute and regulation governing procurement appeals does require the purchasing agency to do, is to submit the entire procurement record, not just the portions that the purchasing agency believes is relevant. Now, if any portions of the procurement record, of course, Mr. Botha, are deemed by the purchasing agency to be undisclosable publicly at this time, you may submit those portions under seal. However, you're going to have to state to the OPA and also to the counsel for the appellant what those portions are and what reasoning you have to make the request that they be submitted under seal. Okay? There are some portions that the law, depending on what type of procurement or what stage the procurement is in, does not give public disclosure at certain times. So I don't know if that situation applies to the entire procurement record, but nevertheless, if you think it does, you can submit those portions under seal. And then, of course, Mr. Fowler, you can make a motion if you feel that that's not sufficient, an excuse if that happens. To unseal those portions of the record. Okay. All right. And then the other issue is, speaking of the stage of the procurement. So what Is this a procurement that's actually complete?
Procurement's complete.
Did you actually receive the bucket trucks that were solicited?
Been received, been licensed, been registered, on the road.
Okay. And how long ago did this receipt of the bucket trucks occur, to the best of your knowledge?
July or August 2013.
Okay. All right, and I know that Mr. Fowler, the appellant, has filed a request for a hearing. Is it still your desire to proceed with the hearing?
Well, first, if I could comment on the stage of the proceeding.
Sure.
This was a procurement with three option years that are still pending. So I wouldn't agree that the procurement is complete. With respect to a hearing, we have requested a hearing. I've been discussing with Morico whether we could submit on briefing. But we've not been able to make a decision on that yet. The only suggestion I could make right now is that we would like a hearing date, and if Graham Botha is in agreement, we would perhaps cancel that after we've briefed the record and the appeal issues, if that's permissible.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Botha has also requested a hearing.
Yes, GB has. I believe both parties have requested a hearing, okay. So... as it stands now, unless I guess we can certainly discuss that later.
Well, you both, we're going to proceed with deciding the case on the briefs and the pleadings alone, okay? You both would have to submit a waiver of hearing, okay? If one did and the other didn't, you would still proceed with a hearing because that's your right. And as we all know, in administrative law, it's an inalienable right. Okay, to an administrative hearing. So we will then proceed with the, before we do that, are there any other issues?
No, yeah, you
okay.
Did.
Yeah, that's
your slide.
All right. So in my scheduling order that I will issue after this hearing, I will also address the issuance of the rest of the procurement record. And of course, we'll have to give Mr. Fowler time to review the full record if he so chooses. And how soon, Mr. Botha, will you have the hearing record available?
Monday. We can have ready Wednesday. How about Monday?
Close next week's Monday? Okay. Okay. And I note that the purchasing agency has filed their agency report, and I believe we're still in a time frame where the appellant may comment.
Correct.
On the agency. That's still open. Correct.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, that was just filed on Monday.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. No, they still.
It's been served on all parties, but I don't believe there's any.
All right, and. Bear with me, I'm just going to go down the list of the notice of pre-hearing conference before we schedule some, or do some solid scheduling. We've already discussed the status of filing of the procurement record, the agency report, and appellant's comments. Do we have a date when you're available? I know we've got the one on the fourth.
We've got the one, no, it's actually on the second.
On the second,
okay. Okay. And then I can be gone that week, so okay. It would have to be after, let's say, when Monday's going to be a holiday, so any time after the 10th, let's say, it's given the date to me, that's the vendors. So
the 10th to the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or in
the, well,
I will refer to the 11th, so give me a day back.
All right. Yeah, I'll just have to verify. The problem is that the court has scheduled all these trials, but they're canceled three or four on the list. I know that on the 4th I had a trial, but they just canceled that. Let's start with the 11th. Parties available? Well, first of all, before we start, how long, Mr. Fowler, do you think it will take to present your case, Chief?
Not very long. The issues here aren't furthered by testimony from Morico necessarily. It's a question of the GPA's procedures.
Okay. Well, you still have the opportunity to orally argue your point.
Certainly. It's going to be a question of what GPA wants to put on as a case. My only concern right now is that I may want to subpoena a private party from MIDPAC to testify at a hearing. It's my understanding the public auditor has ruled that the office has the power to subpoena private parties. But that one witness wouldn't take that long to question.
Well, the issue there is not even another public subpoena. If they don't appear, then literally, you don't have a contempt power. You'd have to go file something in Superior Court and proceed that way. I believe it is authorized by the statute of powers.
I know what government, but I didn't know if I did good to do it. Okay.
But for court, that's the contempt issue. It's go to court.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Yeah, as far as the subpoena, I believe we could issue the subpoena. Whether or not they comply and what happens if they don't, that's still, that would have to be rectified by the Superior Court form.
I understand.
Okay. So, all right. Mr. Botha, how long will it, so about a, was it, we're talking an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours?
Half a day at the most from my perspective.
Okay, so half a day.
Again, depends on what Mr. Botha might want to do.
This isn't binding, though. I'm not going to, you know, if you say half a day and the hearing you go, why am I going to say no? It's cut off there. I'm just trying to get an estimate in terms of time. Mr. Botha?
I can't see more than half a day, quite honestly.
All right, so 1 day. Are the parties available on December the 11th?
I'll be off island the week of the 9th, so if we could have it the following week?
Sure.
I think of the 16th?
Right.
Because I know we like to expedite these, so.
Okay. All right. So around December the 16th, okay, when we will, now that's, like I said, this will be finalized in a scheduling order. Okay. We might have to change the dates here and there a little bit, but kind of that week is what we're looking at or shooting for. So December the 16th at 9 a.m. Is a tentative hearing date, and of course all the other dates that are ancillary to that, such as the filing of witness lists, so on and so forth, will be based on that date. Now, just a reminder of the parties concerning exhibit lists and actual exhibits. Everything you've already submitted on the record is part of the record, so you don't have to kill more trees, so to speak, and replicate your many pages of stuff. It's already in the record, okay? But if you're going to use a particular exhibit, okay, to question a witness with, all right, that's what we term it exhibit list, okay? And certainly if the witness is testifying, you might have to go to the procurement record and pull something there out. As long as it's marked as an exhibit, you'll be allowed to do that as well. but please don't replicate everything you file, call it an exhibit, and with the intent to introduce it into evidence, it's not necessary. It's already part of the record. So it's just, we say exhibit list, it's just stuff, what you intend to question a witness with. Okay? All right. Are there any other, do any of the parties anticipate requiring for either an institutional representative or for anybody appearing with you or a witness, any special accommodations, auxiliary aids, or services? for the hearing? Are there any special needs, witnesses, or parties that will show up that day that we need to prepare for?
I don't believe so on GPA's part.
I don't believe we need that for Marco.
Okay. So, all right. So we'll tentatively set this December 16th at 9 a.m., 2013. And a scheduling order will follow along with the formal notice of the hearing. Okay. Are there any other issues that we need to bring up at this time?
I don't think so.
Mr. Butler?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Smith.
I think just to clarify, when the hearing was open, I think she said April 20th.
Thank you for that. I think you did. Yeah. The hearing, thank you. I forgot.
Point,
yes, no, that's
well,
very
I
important.
I hope we're still on November 20th.
Yeah. But. You said, I think you may have said April, but just for the record, just say the hearing is when you close it.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Apologies.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So we're adjourned this 20th day of November 2013 at 1:59 p.m. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you did, but yeah, when you go back and listen.